From the words of the prophet Ezekiel, "These dry bones are the whole house of Israel. They say their bones are dried up, their hope is lost." This is our text. In the name of Jesus. The elderly widow never missed a Sunday. She never seemed to do much or say much, but she was always right there in the corner of the fourth pew, until one Sunday when she was not there. The pastor called immediately after church. The family told him, "Mom's dying. Come quickly. There is no hope." The financial situation had only worsened. Dad had lost his job, no fault of his own. Mom had picked up some extra hours, but they were being cut back. The kids were not used to being without, and the tensions in the household were growing severe. Where was God in this hopeless situation? Was there no hope? He had hit bottom. Years of reckless living, unconcerned about the will of God, had caught up with him. AIDS. An illness with no hope. Guilt? Remorse for all he had done? Yes. But no hope. Persons without hope. God's whole people without hope, a people without the hope of God, their bones dried up, their hope was lost. The kingdom of God, or at least the kingdom of David, lay in ruins, and so did the temple of Yahweh. How could it have gone so wrong? How could they have so messed up the simple assignment to be the people of God? It all sounded so easy. You will be my people, I will be your God. That's pretty straightforward and simple. How could it have gone so wrong? But now their hope was lost. Their bones dried up. Into this sort of hopelessness, God sends a vision to his prophet Ezekiel. He saw a valley of bones, a battlefield on which the battle had been lost. Not just dead bodies, not just bodies bloodied, but still with perhaps a faint hope of survival. These were bones, dry bones, many bones, very dry and very many. But now God tells his prophet to do something that must have seemed incredibly silly. Preach to the dry bones. Prophesy, son of man, prophesy to these bones. Declare to them the word of God. Hey, preacher, some Sunday morning, it might seem like this. Prophesy to these bones. Tell them the word of God. Sure, they are dry. Sure, they are hopeless. But here's the message. God is a God of life. He brings life where there is no life. It all started back at creation when God formed man of the dust of the ground, dry and dust, and breathed into him the breath of life. God is the God of life and hope. So did you hear what happened? The bones started rattling, bone to bone, and then the sinews and the flesh and the skin covered it over, and then the wind, with the sound of a mighty rushing wind, coming from all four corners of the earth at once, a strange and supernatural wind. We know it as the wind of God, the Spirit of God, the Ruach Yahweh, the breath of life. Breathe into those bodies, O wind, life from dead dust, and all those bones, very dry and very many, became a very, very great army. One mighty host, knit together, empowered by the Spirit of God, a mighty host and alive. It was a dark and dismal day. An eerie darkness signaled another day without hope. The battlefield had again become a graveyard. But this time it wasn't the many persons of the people of God. It was but one. As though the whole people of Israel were reduced to just him. A good many had put their hope in him, and then he died. A night of miserable suffering, a few horrible hours on a cross, and he died. And with him died the hopes of all the hopeless. But God is a God who brings life, who puts life where there is no life. The Creator was at it again on the first day of the week. New life, new creation. He is risen. This was no vision. This was the real thing. Dead Jesus, dead Savior. He is risen indeed. He is alive. He came to his disciples yet that day and spoke words of life and of hope. Peace be with you. And then he breathed on them the breath of life through the forgiveness of sins. Whosoever sins you forgive, they are forgiven. Whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. It is a matter of life and death. But where there is forgiveness, there is life. Where there is forgiveness, there is hope. And the body is alive. The body of Christ. A great and mighty army, all knit together, empowered by the Spirit of God, a great and mighty host. Persons, the whole people of God with God's life and hope. Come together, a great and mighty army, week after week, Sunday after Sunday, to receive again the breath of life. Living water, living body and blood, life-giving body and blood, words of forgiveness and life. Yes, it can happen. It will happen. Even God's people as people can lose their way. Mess it all up. Forget what it means to be the people of God. Be people and persons without hope. Our bones dried up, lost on the way. But God breathes life. Can you hear the bones coming to life? The elderly widow had never missed a Sunday. Always there in the fourth pew. When the pastor got to the hospital, she said, "Pastor, how good to see you. You know, I've been sitting there in the fourth pew week after week all my life just to be ready for this day. And now it has come. But I know that my Redeemer lives, and that he shall come for me on the last day. Pastor, you preached that to me all those Sundays. I believe it, and I am ready. Do you hear the bones? Do you feel the wind? Yes, the financial crisis had worsened. Dad had lost his job. The tensions at home were getting extreme. There seemed no way out, no hope. Then a check arrived, quite out of the blue, enough to make the house payment and get them through to the end of the month. It was signed by their congregation. The whole army of God hurting when one piece of the body was hurting. Do you hear the bones? Do you feel the wind? There is hope. There is life. Yes, years of reckless living had caught up with him. An illness with no hope. Remorse and grief. And yes, repentance for all he had done. The pastor spoke words of hope and life. As a called and ordained servant of the word, I forgive you your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear friends, in Christ, there is hope.